This is the message from Connection Community Church for Youth Sunday, April 26, 2026. Ships, discipleship, given by Timmy, Gabby, and Connor.
Welcome to Connection Community Church and welcome to Youth Sunday.
Yeah.
We are excited to share with you some of what God has been doing in our lives and build on some of the things that you just heard students share about, how God has worked in their lives throughout this year. My name is Connor Walsh, I'm in 11th grade, and I go to Appaquinimink High School. A few of my interests include playing baseball, hanging out with friends, and serving the community. I was baptized in October of last year, and I'm a disciple. I became a disciple at Connection in March this year.
My name is Timmy Sieben. I'm a freshman at Middletown High School, and a few of my interests are baseball, sports photography, and hanging out with my friends. And I've been involved with Connection Youth since sixth grade.
Hi, I'm Gabby Yizer, and I'm a freshman at Appaquinimink High School, and a few of my interests include softball, other sports, and spending time with my family, and I've also been involved in Connection Youth since I was in sixth grade.
Church, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together today. Thank you for waking us up this morning, giving us breath in our lungs, and allowing us another chance to gather in your house. We don't take this moment for granted. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace that carries us each day. As we enter into this service, we ask that you fill this place with your presence. Prepare our hearts and minds to receive your word, and help us set aside every distraction so our focus can fully be on you. Let everything said and done today honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
This fall, the youth ministry did a special series called Revival Generation that focused on what it means to be a disciple of Jesus and live in God's transforming power. We continued in the winter talking about how God transforms our relationships and the ways we live our daily lives. One of the things that kept coming back in all the lessons and conversations was that God doesn't just want us to know about him, he wants us to follow him. Disciples aren't just people who show up to church on Sunday to put a good image out in the world. Real disciples follow Jesus imperfectly but authentically, and it changes who they are and how they live their lives. That's our act of worship. It's more than singing a song or posting a Christian meme. It's about being transformed by God's love. And to be transformed by God's love, you have to just take a step back and just let go and let God.
At the winter retreat, our big theme was worship, and we focus on how no other name is greater than Jesus. It's in Jesus' name that everything changes, chains are broken, and we draw close to God. It's Jesus' name that we carry out into the world to make disciples who also draw close to God.
Our Sunday night series and winter retreat all center on the same idea. We are called to be disciples whose lives are an act of worship to God. We live this way, God gets a hold of our hearts and transforms how we think, how we love, and what we hope for, until we are almost unrecognizable. We learned about this in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, where it says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old one is gone, and the new one has come. For me, that's a verse I've lived over this last year. This past summer was one of the hardest seasons of my life. I went through a phase of intense anxiety, trying to balance baseball, my friends, and my family all at once. It became overwhelming, and I kept relying on myself because I thought there was no one better to trust. When my baseball recruiting window opened, the pressure got even heavier. It felt like I had something to prove everyone, and that weight was something I put on myself. At the same time, I wasn't performing how I wanted to. I was making errors in the field and striking out at the plate. It felt like between practices and trying to be there for everyone else, it felt like I never had time for myself. The week leading up to youth summer camp, I didn't even want to go. I was supposed to be a leader, but I hadn't fully put my faith in God. I barely read scripture. I didn't feel ready. I didn't know how I could lead others when I felt so lost myself. At one point, I hit a really low place. I started to think that maybe everything would be easier if I just wasn't here anymore. That maybe the anxiety and the fear would all go away. But going to camp changed everything. I realized that the anxiety, fear, and pressure I was carrying wasn't meant for me to hold alone. It was meant to be put into God's hands. Learning about God's grace shifted something inside of me. I began to understand what it means to trust Him and not just myself. Since then, I wanted to treat others with the same love that Jesus showed me. He took the weight I was carrying and gave me peace. I truly believe that Jesus saved my life. Committing your life to Christ may not be the easiest journey, but for everyone here or listening in online, you guys already did the hardest step, and that's just to show up. My whole journey started when my brother started coming to Connection about 2 years ago. Before that, my family didn't have a church that we attended regularly, so growing up, I didn't always think a lot about God. My first service was at Easter last year because my mom wanted both of her boys to be at church. And up until then, I would just stay at home or make plans because I really didn't get Christianity yet. I've known Miss Bonnie and Coach Jeff through baseball for years, and soon after showing up for Easter, I had a group of people who, if I went to church, encouraged me to show up more often. As I started to show up, I got offered this youth junior leader role for the summer youth trip. It was that offer and experiencing summer camp that God used to change my life. This past year, God has worked in my life in so many ways. I have met new people, and I created a new circle of friends. I choose to surround myself with people that encourage and push each other to do the right thing. My fire is burning strong. I'm in a healthy relationship centered around Christ. And that same person taught me how important it is to let go of grudges and to love anybody and everybody, no matter how hard it may be, because that's what Jesus would do. Despite all that, the anxiety came back. But something was different this time. When I felt like I was losing myself, that's when I fell to my knees and I started praying. I woke up and everything was okay. So I started to think that maybe, just maybe, God is allowing pressure in your life as a thorn in your side to keep you humble and reliant on God, to say, God, I trust you with this thorn in my side. Because the Lord sees those tears. He knows where you've been discouraged. He knows where you're hurting. He knows where you're battling shame. He knows about those things in your past that you hope nobody finds out. He knows what's going on in the inside. He knows you're tired. He knows you're feeling frustrated with yourself. He knows you feel like you should be further along. In John 13, verse 7, Jesus says, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." This verse changed my life. All of the worry, all of the hurt, and all of the pain, it all happens for a reason. And even when it feels like it happens for no reason at all, that's not the case, because it's all part of God's plan. If you were to ask me a year ago where I would be, I would have never expected this to be my answer. But there is something so beautiful in looking back on who you were and seeing how God transformed you into who you are today. So instead of giving up my life, I gave my life to somebody who wanted it. That's why I want to tell people about Jesus, because I got transformed from something that felt incurable, and I want to share the opportunity with people who need to find a true permanent solution to their temporary problems. When I think about who I was before Jesus, I was broken, but now I'm whole.
For me, my story is a little different. I grew up at Connection Church since the time I was born. When I was 3 years old, I said that Jesus was my friend and insisted that I wanted to be baptized with my older brother. I've seen the pictures and sort of remember the day, but I was so young and I didn't really know what it all meant. I just thought that's what you did in church. But I kept coming to church with my family every week and kept growing. Then, when I was 8 years old, me and my family were staying at a hotel room for a baseball tournament, and I couldn't sleep, so my mom was reading me Bible verses from the Bible in the hotel drawer. And I felt God really calling me to truly accept Him in my life, so we prayed right then and there in the hotel room, and I surrendered my life to Jesus. I remember feeling like God was really talking to me through those words and wanted me to give Him my whole heart. Still though, I was young, and God was working in each stage to grow me up in His kingdom. When I was 13, things changed again for me. We did a series at Youth called Absolute Basics of Christian Faith, and that taught me a lot about communion, baptism, and God's grace. Later, we did a series called This Changes Everything, which we focus on how we are supposed to let faith change our lives. My mom helps lead the youth group here, so at the end of those two series, when she told the group about an opportunity to reaffirm their baptisms and talk to me about it, I thought hard and prayed about it, because last time I didn't fully know what it meant to be baptized. So this time, if I did it, I wanted it to be something special just between me and God. After thinking about it, I knew that I wanted to have a moment where I remembered standing up and claiming my faith in baptism. It was a way of saying that I'm choosing to live as a disciple now that I'm old enough to know what that means. So last spring, I reaffirmed my baptism. And that was another big step on my discipleship journey. This does not mean I always get it right, but it means I'm doing my best to choose to follow Jesus every day. Through daily prayer and reading, and being involved in the youth ministry and going to church each week, none of that makes me a Christian, but it helps me stay on track in my faith walk. When I think about my life, I was taught the Bible growing up, but now I claim my own faith.
My story is similar to Timmy's. I also grew up in the church, and I have also grown in my discipleship and worship over time. Last year for Youth Sunday, I was part of the message, and I talked about how I didn't know an exact time where I became a disciple of Jesus. But I knew stages in my life where God challenged me to change certain things that have drawn me closer to Him. This year, I get to focus on a different part of discipleship, the part where we not only receive salvation, but we also share it. After calling us new creation, 2 Corinthians 5, verses 18 and 19 go on to say, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and He has committed to us the message of reconciliation." This means that just like God has brought us back to Him and transformed our lives, part of our act of love and worship is to bring other people that same hope. In those stages of my life where God transformed me, I decided to start reading a Bible verse online, because nowadays, if you want to do something, it's probably going to be online. After I started getting more comfortable with those videos, I started feeling more joy, and a weight came off my shoulders. I do these videos every night, and even if I have a bad day, I can always rely on the time I spend with Jesus and the time sharing that love with others also. My goal with these videos was to not only hold myself accountable for loving Jesus, but to also share that love to others. And over time, a lot of my friends have told me that I'm an inspiration and I've encouraged them to take a deeper step into their faith. An example of this is a couple of months ago, one of my friends from school sent me this message saying, "Hey Gabby, I just wanted to say I love your videos and you actually motivated me to dive deeper into my relationship with Jesus. And you radiate Him so much. It's so admiring, and I really do love your videos and your point of view on things, because it really helped me change mine." I have also encouraged other people to do these videos, like one of my best friends, Alyssa. When people message me about how much these videos have helped them, it just makes me really happy, because I get to know that even from something so little, it can have many different size impacts on other people. And getting to share Jesus' love to others can fully change you and allow you to feel whole, because you're not only following Jesus, but you're also making disciples that hopefully eventually make their own disciples. Over the past year or two now, my favorite gift to give is Bibles. Every time one of my friends has a birthday or something like that, I make sure it's okay and I fully customize a Bible for them, so that hopefully maybe they can take a step into their faith like I did. And it's one of my favorite gifts to give because it's the gift that just keeps giving. For those of you that may not know me, I play softball, and sometimes I struggle to remember the true reason why I'm playing, which isn't for myself, but it's for God. Everything we do should be for Him, because He's the reason we're here. On my travel team, I have a great group of girls, and we all pray before every game, and I always try to remind people, and also myself, of Psalm 96, verse 12, "Let the fields be joyful and all that is in them." Because if we weren't happy and having fun while playing, what's the whole point? When it comes back to sports, a lot of girls feel comfortable enough to come to me and ask me to pray for them or with them. And another way I show my faith is by my walk-up song when I have one, which is always "Goodbye Yesterday" by Elevation Rhythm, because without Jesus, I wouldn't be where I am now. Spreading the love of Jesus can truly be anywhere while you're doing anything, even at softball or in sports, softball or on social media. When you share that love with others, you can bring a sense of hope because sometimes you may be the only Bible someone reads. So you have to think about how you want to come about Jesus to them. What I mean by this is a lot of people don't know Jesus, and the way you reflect things and go about them as a Christian matters because people pick up those things. If you claim to be a Christian, you should be trying to live a godly lifestyle and spreading his word. A lot of days, I try to take a second and ask myself the question, if someone were following me all day, would they know that I know Jesus? Because it's so important to reflect him in everything we do. For a while there, I was lost, but now I'm found and get to share the love Jesus has given me with the people around me.
There is not just one path to discipleship. People can come to God at any time in their life, no matter their history, their struggles, or their past. Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith and not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by the works, so that no one can boast." God saves us in incredible ways that sometimes we don't even come to a realization of until later. Last week, I was listening to worship music in the car, and I got all emotional because something clicked with me. I've always been confused when the term good news comes in the scripture, and it all came together. I understand the term of good news now, because it's like good news. You might be able to sin every day, and most of the time, we don't even realize what we're doing. But Jesus died for our sins, his blood pays for our debt, and he loves us with his mercy and his grace. God's grace is everlasting, no matter how far you feel from God, because he is right there with you the whole time. You can't earn it. He already chose you. He chose humanity as a whole. Whoever wants it, has it. Allow it to change you. Because there will come a day when you don't have to hurt anymore, and you don't have to suffer, and you don't have to go back to the addictions and the struggles, and you don't have to sell yourself short anymore. You don't have to do any of that anymore. That's not who you are. I mean, you know yourself better than I know you. You know the things that you've been doing the last 24 hours, the things you've been doing this week, the things you've been doing this month, this year. You know the 1% you're withholding from God that's stopping you from experiencing the full love of God. You know these things are never going to fulfill you. And you might not even be going back to them because you want to sin. It just feels familiar. Maybe it just feels comfortable to go back to. And you know it's time to stop. But that doesn't have to be you anymore. Everyone can change, and you don't have to wait for it to be perfect or for your life to be together. Look at Mark 5. A guy with 3,000 demons rolls up on Jesus. What does he have to offer? He has nothing on the table, and Jesus still sets him free. You don't have to get your life together. The most unqualified of unqualified people get to come before God, and God says, "That's the one I want." God says, "I want the most unqualified, the most broken, the most lost one out there. That's the one I want." So you don't have to wait to get your life together or until everything is perfect to come before God, because he sees it all, he forgives, and he heals everything with his grace.
Being a disciple isn't about just suddenly being perfect. God is the only perfect one. Everyone following Jesus is on a journey to be more like him, but that journey takes time and has ups and downs along the way. But we can be encouraged because Philippians 1 verse 6 says, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on until completion of the day of Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul was confident that the good work God began in the people of Philippi would be fulfilled. And we can be confident too. God doesn't pressure us to be perfect, but instead we put that pressure on ourselves. And putting that pressure on ourselves makes us forget that Jesus is the only perfect one, and he doesn't expect us to be perfect. As many times as we sin and mess up, Jesus will continue to take it all, because when he was up on the cross, he was thinking about every single one of us. And in reality, God just wants us to live a life fully for him and share that love with others, so that eventually, hopefully, they can experience the same things we do. Following Jesus is putting your full trust in him, not just like half or a quarter, but your full faith. Just like if you fill up a water bottle only halfway, it's not going to last as long. It's the same way with your faith. If you only put half your faith in Christ, you're not going to always follow him, because eventually you'll get drawn back into the ways of the world. So when you put your full faith in him, it allows you to finally realize that he has a plan for you, and he's going to be with you no matter what, even if you hit rock bottom. Because sometimes you have to hit rock bottom to realize that God is the rock at the bottom.
Being a disciple also doesn't mean everything is always amazing and there's no trouble. Jesus even said, in the world, we will have trouble. But being a disciple means knowing God tells us we do not need to be afraid. The Bible actually says, do not be afraid, over 300 times. One of those times is in Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Following God means knowing that you are never alone. Living as a disciple means when God calls you, you can always trust you will have the strength and help you need. It can be tempting to be scared to follow God or trust when things are difficult. I saw an example of this in my life last year. We had prayed for me to find the right baseball team after a very difficult experience. I ended up in a really difficult situation where things weren't good. I was tempted to feel like God wasn't listening or maybe didn't care about little things like that. But then a door opened and everything changed. It wasn't about suddenly being on a baseball team that always won. It was about God putting me in a place where I felt like I belonged and connected with the players and the coaches. It was an answer to a prayer. I could have been frustrated and afraid or mad at God when things weren't going well. But after a time of difficulty, I saw how God is working things together for me to be blessed. And that could not have happened if I didn't have the difficult time first. I know that baseball is small compared to all the things people face in life. But when I see God work in this, it helps me remember that I can trust him in everything.
To be honest, opening up about my mental health was something that was really hard for me. I prayed for this for a while, and Jesus told me it was time. I first opened up about my mental health when I was baptized in my testimony. I was afraid how people would view me as a person and just what they would think in general. But thinking about it, the more I realized the amount of people I can change with my story, and then people who may be struggling with mental health realize that they aren't alone. Because you're never alone. You always have Jesus to go to. Today I shared my journey because I wanted to break the stigma around mental health and welcome anybody and everybody to the table and experience the everlasting love of mercy and God. But all of us have a different path. If you are struggling with anxiety or depression or feeling like there's no hope, it is important that you speak up and talk about it. God can bring peace, but God can also put people in your life who will help you get the support and restore the hope you need. You should never suffer those feelings alone.
Being a Christian doesn't change what you deal with, but it changes how you deal with it. You get the choice of how you want to fight your battles and who you want to fight them with. And no matter how low you go, Jesus will always meet you where you are because he cares for you. If you don't remember anything any of the three of us have said today, I hope the one thing you remember is that you are not alone, no matter how low you go. So many people think that Christ followers and Christians are just so-called perfect, but in reality, we struggle too. The thing is, we know who to go to when we are struggling, while others may not. So the next time you feel like you're not enough or know someone that feels like that, remind them of the reason they are here, and always love like Jesus, because you never know how far a small act of kindness will go.
Everyone's faith story is different. We come from different places in life. We have different struggles, but the end result of surrendering to God is the same. The three of us have different stories, but we have one God. The three of us have different journeys, but we have one destination. We are saved by God's grace. Disciples called to share the love of God with the world. Please. Please pray with me. God, thank you for the chance to share our stories today. We pray you would bless everyone here and help them know you. We pray anyone here who does not know your love and salvation would take a step of faith today. Thank you that we are never alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the message from Connection Community Church. For more information and to find out more about our ministries, you can visit us on our website at justshowup.church. You can also call our church offices at 302-378-7692. Thanks again for listening. Connection Community Church, connecting people to Jesus and the new life he offers.